Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Today we bring you a mix of holiday music performed by musicians and vocalists from across our region. Sprinkled in are some seasonal spoken word pieces. Let's get started with A Celtic Christmas, a medley of two well-known traditional Welsh and Irish carols performed by the Minas Singers, a choral group comprised of students at the Martha's Vineyard Regional High School. Now the Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra performing Fantasia on Greensleeves.
Thank you.
Bart Wiseman Klezmer Swing Group is up next with Andy. Angels Sing.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I've ever heard. You speak and the angels sing. Or am I reading music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. And though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart. Undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Warm winter nights with the candles gleaming through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing. And though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart.
Up next, the Cranberry Shores Chorus performing Shalom.
Time of year.
listening to a special broadcast of The Point featuring regional musicians and vocalists celebrating the December holidays. We'll have more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point. This is a special broadcast of seasonal music performed by musicians and vocalists with ties to our region. Next, Skylark performing The Shepherd's Carol.
I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Here is a poem entitled Christmas at Sea by Robert Louis Stevenson. The sheets were frozen hard and they cut the naked hand. The decks were like a slide where a seaman scarce could stand. The wind was a nor'wester blowing squally off the sea, and cliffs and spouting breakers were the only things alee. They heard the surf a-roaring before the break of day, but 'twas only the peep of light we saw how ill we lay. We tumbled every hand on deck and stanter with a shout. We gave her the mainsail top and stood by to go about. All day we tacked and tacked between the south head and the north. All day we hauled the frozen sheets and got no further forth. All day as cold as charity in bitter pain and dread. For every life in nature we tacked from head to head. We gave the south a wider berth, for there the tide race roared, but every tack we made we brought the north head close aboard. So we saw the cliffs and houses and the breakers running high, and the coast guard in his garden with his glass against his eye. The frost was on the village roofs as white as ocean foam. The good red fires were burning bright in every long shore home. The windows sparkled clear and the chimneys volleyed out, and I vow we sniffed the victuals as the vessel went about. The bells upon the church were rung with a mighty jovial cheer, for it's just that I should tell you how, of all days in the year, this day of our adversity was blessed Christmas morn, and the house above the coast guards was the house where I was born. Oh, well I saw that pleasant room, the pleasant faces there, my mother's silver spectacles, my father's silver hair, and well I saw the firelight, like a flight of homely elves, go dancing round the china plates that stand upon the shelves. And well I knew the talk they had, the talk that was of me, of the shadow on the household and the sun that went to sea. And all the wicked fool I seemed in every kind of way to be here and hauling frozen ropes on blessed Christmas Day. They lit the high sea light, and the dark began to fall. "All hands to loose the topgallant sails," I heard the captain call. "By the Lord, she'll never stand it," our first mate Jackson cried. "It's the one way or the other, Mr. Jackson," he replied. She staggered to her bearings, but the sails were new and good, and the ship smelt up to windward just as though she understood. As the winter day was ending in the entry of the night, we cleared the weary headland and passed below the light. And they heaved a mighty breath, every soul on board but me, as they saw her nose again pointed handsome out to sea. But all that I could think of, in the darkness and the cold, was just that I was leaving home, and my folks were growing old. Merry Christmas to all, and happy holidays.
Solstice Singers with Guillaume Pamboltebonois by Bernard Delamanois. Up next, Cape Cod Chamber Orchestra performing In the Bleak Midwinter.
Thank you. war broke out, and then I went into the Navy.
That's John Hughes of Vineyard Haven.
One of the interesting things about it was Christmas week, and we were 2 days out of Pearl, and the announcement came over the sound system for all personnel not on duty to report down to the hangar deck. Of course, this is below the flight deck. And we did, and the morale officer had us singing Christmas carols. So there was hundreds of us down there. And when that was over, the elevator that takes the airplanes up and down came down with a fully decorated Christmas tree and a Santa Claus. And everybody got a gift, a razor, a harmonica, or something like that. It's Christmas I'll never forget.
That was the Falmouth Chorale performing for Unto Us a Child is Born.
Ooh.
That was the Minna Singers performing the Coventry Carol. We continue our special hour of holiday music from regional musicians and vocalists after a short break. You're listening to The Point, and we're bringing you a special hour of seasonal music from musicians and vocalists from across our region. Here's the Bart Wiseman Klezmer Swing Group with Dance the Night Away.
Come take a chance with me and find romance with me. Now let's live fancy free so we can dance the night away. There's no mistaking now, I'm not forsaking out. The evening brings us joy as we just dance the night away. Come feel the warmth and cheer, it's in the evening air. It's spreading everywhere, it's in the rhythm of the night. I feel the drums at play, they make the music sway. And I say, come what may, we're here to join the night's delight. Above, and we can dance the night away. Come join the reverie, let's move in harmony and see what love can bring as we just dance the night away. Come feel the warmth and cheer, it's in the evening air, it's spreading everywhere, it's in the rhythm of the night. I feel the drums at play, they make the music sway. And I say, come what may, we're here to join the night's delight.
From Falmouth, Janet Gardner.
When I was little, we always had an ornament on the tree in the shape of a golden spider. And my mother always used to tell a story, a German Christmas legend, about the family who, on Christmas Eve, trimmed their tree. And then after they went to bed, a spider came out of a little spot in the corner of the room. And she wanted to see the ornaments on the tree. So she climbed all over it. And, of course, she left behind her a trail of webs everywhere she went. Later that evening, Der Weihnachtsmann, the German Santa Claus, came to deliver his presents for the family children, and he saw the tree all covered with webs, and he was afraid that the children would be disappointed in the morning when they woke up and saw it looking like that. Of course, he didn't want to punish the spider either, because she had just wanted to see all the beautiful ornaments. So he turned her webs to silver, and that's why we put tinsel on the Christmas tree.
Fear, just
That was the Minna Singers performing My Love Is Always Here.
I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. I always had a daydream, the poet Elizabeth Bishop wrote to her friend Robert Lowell, of being a lighthouse keeper, absolutely alone. Bishop lived on islands and near the shore as often as she could, Nantucket and Cuttyhunk off Massachusetts, Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, Key West, North Haven Island in Maine. Here is a poem published in The New Yorker in 1947 that pertains to the new year, distills many years of Bishop's seaside meditations, and evokes the clarity of meaning contained in personal encounter with the world ocean. At the fish houses. Although it is a cold evening, down by one of the fish houses, an old man sits netting, his net in the gloaming almost invisible, a dark purple-brown, and his shuttle worn and polished. The air smells so strong of codfish it makes one's nose run and one's eyes water. The five fish houses have sharply peaked roofs and narrow, cleated gangplanks that slant up to storerooms in the gables for the wheelbarrows to be pushed up and down on. All is silver. The heavy surface of the sea, swelling slowly as if considering spilling over, is opaque, but the silver of the benches, the lobster pots and masts scattered among the wild jagged rocks, is of an apparent translucence like the small old buildings with an emerald moss growing on their shoreward walls. The big fish tubs are completely lined with layers of beautiful herring scales, and the wheelbarrows are similarly plastered with creamy iridescent coats of mail, with small iridescent flies crawling on them. Up on the little slope behind the houses, set in the sparse, bright sprinkle of grass, is an ancient wooden capstan, cracked, with two long bleached handles and some melancholy stains like dried blood, where the ironwork has rusted. The old man accepts a lucky strike. He was a friend of my grandfather. We talk of the decline in the population and of codfish and herring while he waits for a herring boat to come in. There are sequins on his vest and on his hands. He has scraped the scales, the principal beauty, from unnumbered fish with that black old knife, the blade of which is almost worn away. Down at the water's edge, at the place where they haul up the boats, up the long ramp descending into the water, thin silver tree trunks are laid horizontally across the gray stones, down and down, at intervals of 4 or 5 feet. Cold, dark, deep, and absolutely clear, element bearable to no mortal, to fish and to seals. One seal particularly, I've seen here evening after evening. He was curious about me. He was interested in music, like me a believer in total immersion, so I used to sing him Baptist hymns. I also sang A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. He stood up in the water and regarded me steadily, moving his head a little. Then he would disappear, then suddenly emerge almost in the same spot, with a sort of shrug, as if it were against his better judgment. Cold, dark, deep, and absolutely clear, the clear, gray, icy water. Back behind us, the dignified, tall firs begin, bluish, associating with their shadows. A million Christmas trees stand waiting for Christmas. The water seems suspended, above the rounded gray and blue-gray stones. I've seen it over and over, the same sea, the same, slightly, indifferently swinging above the stones, icily free above the stones and then the world. If you should dip your hand in, your wrist would ache immediately. Your bones would begin to ache and your hand would burn as if the water were a transmutation of fire that feeds on stones and burns with a dark gray flame. If you tasted it, it would first taste bitter, then briny, then surely burn your tongue. It is like what we imagine knowledge to be. Dark, salt, clear, moving, utterly free, drawn from the cold, hard mouth of the world, derived from the rocky breasts forever, flowing and drawn, and since our knowledge is historical, flowing and flown. Best wishes for the new year from World Ocean Radio and the World Ocean Observatory.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth.
Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he.
I will lead you all in the dance, said he.
That was the Solstice Singers performing The Lord of the Dance.
Ursula from Woods Hole.
Who lives in the North Pole and comes down the chimney every Christmas and leaves presents too and has a beard that matches the snow? Who? What do you think? And he has a reindeer who has a glowing red nose too. And he has a sleigh that he brings presents in. And he has a bulging big belly. Comes down the chimney and leaves presents and comes every Christmas. And he always goes, ho, ho, ho. Who do you think it could be?
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town. Gather round.
The Cranberry Chorus is next with It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Like Christmas, everywhere you go. Look at the five and ten, glistening once again. Beginning to glow. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. Prettiest sight to see, holly that will be on your own. Holly on your own front door.
We end this special hour of seasonal music with Skylark performing The First Noel. We'll post a full rundown of the pieces performed this hour at our website, capeandislands.org. From all of us at CAI, thank you for listening.